Radio Network.
Here it comes! Television's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes. The fabulous 60-minute prize is right! Cynthia Garrigan! Come on down! Diane Fox! Come on!
Welcome to The Price is Right. I want you to know we have all the balloons because we're still celebrating the start of our 12th year. This is just the second show of our 12th year on CBS. And those of you... Those of you who've been watching for the last 11 years can tell from the things that I say that I have no writers. I just walk out here and start talking. But Richard Dawson is a friend of mine. One of his writers was in the dressing room talking with me just before I came out to do the show. And I said, now, this is the second show of our 12th year. And I said, there are balloons out there. I said, give me a funny line. What should I do? He says, walk out there and look at the balloons and say, looks like fallout from Disneyland. That's why Richard is not so... All right, on with The Price is Right, and here is the first item up for bids.
It's a wood-burning stove. Hot Stove by Sierra. Warm your home from your fireplace with this high-efficiency wood stove. You can cook on it, too. A Hot Stove by Sierra.
And we want you to bid on that in dollars because we round off our retail prices to the nearest dollar. And, Barbara, what do you bid?
$559.
Mary Ann?
$275.
I can't see your name. You are Diane.
$350.
$350, Cynthia.
$575.
And the actual retail price is $689. The winner is Cynthia. You know, you thought she was kissing me. She bit me right here on the neck, but she did. Now, you heard what I just said. You've seen Richard Dawson on television, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And did you realize that he was funny in spite of his writers?
I don't like him.
Well, on with the game here. As I started to say, I have a prize for you right here. Look at this.
It's a new Jeep. This is the rugged, dependable AMC CJ7 four-wheel drive vehicle, four-cylinder engine, four-speed manual transmission, and all the other standard equipment plus California emissions.
Would you join me right out here beside the Jeep, which I hope to be able to present to you? The four numbers in the price are right over there. I'm going to give you seven $1 bills. You tell me what the first number in the price is. If you're right, you keep all the money. If you're wrong, you counted it. Don't you trust me?
I'm used to. I always do that work.
I don't blame. What do you do?
I work in a department store, cashier, cabinet men's and boys department.
In what part of the South?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
All right. What's the first number in the price of the car?
Seven.
She says it is seven, and I say it is seven. You Do you sell Jeeps in that department store?
I've been looking at some.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
You want to buy one?
Uh-huh. My husband and I were just looking at them.
And now...
He says he wants a Jeep.
And now you have an opportunity to win one.
I know. I can't believe this.
Well, your husband won't be able to believe it either.
Oh,
what's the next number?
Eight.
He says it is an eight. Show us. That'll cost you a couple of bucks. Now, the third number, please.
Five.
Number five. What do we have? $1. Okay, I have $1, $2, $3. How many do you
four.
Have?
I got
okay,
four.
You can miss this three one way or the other and show it.
Six.
She says the last number is a six. Show us. Nine cost you $3. You have a dollar left to buy the... Give Janice the dollar. No, that you have to buy the car, the Jeep. Yes, you have to give it to Janice. I tell you, she is really hard to get along. I said, give Janice the dollar to buy the Jeep. She said, no, it's mine. I want it. No, you have to have a dollar left to buy the car, you see.
I just
get off this stage. Get off this stage. We'll be back with another player after these words. John, what do you have to tell us?
I have a name, Bob Barker. It's Darlene Campbell. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Darlene, I welcome you to Contestant's Row. And may I point out the next item up for bids?
A gas range. Hardwick gas range with efficient energy-saving spark ignition and insulated oven bottom, assuring uniform cooking results from the over 100-year-old Hardwick Stove Company.
Darlene, give me your bid on that range.
$775.
$775, and I turn to Barbara, and she says...
$600.
$600 even. Mary Ann.
$645.
$645. Now, Diane.
$675.
Her bid is $675. I want y'all to know the actual retail price is $7.45. Winner, Diane. Howdy, Diane. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, Diane, you saw me give away a Jeep just moments ago, didn't you?
Yes.
And that was exciting, wasn't it?
It was very exciting.
And do you realize that it would be equally exciting if I could give you this?
A chance to win up to $10,000 in cash.
Let's go back to the punch board. Let's go back to the punch board right here. Now, I am going to give you a chance to win four punches on the punch board. And with those four punches, who knows, you might win $10,000, $5,000, $1,000, anything all the way down to $50. And, Diane, you could win these prizes, too.
First, from Watkins, world-famous for spices and extracts, traditional walnut-finished caddy with kitchen seasonings, Watkins since 1868. Second, Hoover's Decade 80 vacuum cleaner with deep cleaning action leaves carpets really clean. Full-time edge cleaning gets up to the baseboards, a Decade 80 from Hoover. Third, Ready Light is the long-lasting rechargeable light. It's always on hand, ready to shine for hours. Ready Light from First Alert. And fourth, Baker's Secret, non-stick bakeware by Echo. The secret is out. Muffins, breads, cakes won't stick. And Baker's Secret fans, it's America's number one bakeware.
I want to talk with you about that spice rack. I'm going to show you a price tag. It is $20. That's wrong. Is the right price higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher. Let's see. You're right. You've won the spice rack, and you get one punch on the punch board. Now, the wrong price for the vacuum is... $120. Is the right price higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower. Let's see. You missed on that one. Now, the light. What is the wrong price, please? $45. Is the right price higher or lower?
Lower.
She says lower, and she is right. You've won that, and you have another punch. The bakeware is not $18.
Higher.
Higher. Higher. Show us, Holly. You're right. You've won three prizes and three punches. Step over there and punch out any three holes, and do not pull out the slip in the hole. One, two, three. And I will reach into the first hole you punched out, and I will discover that with your first punch, you won $250. Now, that's not bad. $250 is not bad at all.
No, it's not.
I'll be happy to give you $250, or you can give this back to me, and we'll go on and see if perhaps you win more money.
I'll go on.
You're going to go on? Okay, she's given this back. I will reach into the second hole, and I will discover that she has won. How much would you settle for?
$10,000.
You're not going to settle for anything less than $10,000.
No, $10,000.
Anything else you'd give back?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if you really do want to give back $1,000. She has changed her mind. She has changed her mind. She's going to keep the $1,000. Now, there was one hole left. Are you folks curious as to what she might have had? Maybe I shouldn't do that, though, because... But it could ruin her whole day. You don't care? All right. All right. If she had given back that $1,000, it would have been a mistake. $500. You'd end up at $500. Congratulations. Bye-bye. We have another pricing game all ready to go, and it'll go after these words. John, what's the next name on your list?
Bob, it's Ann Bossingham. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Typical woman driver. Trying to get in there where there's no parking place. Now, let's see. I think the next item up for bids is right here.
It's an heirloom clock. From the Michael C. Fina Company, this traditional design heirloom clock with glass panel door and solid walnut case, the striking hour and half-hour quartz pendulum movement from the Michael C. Fina Company.
And what do you bid on that clock?
$225.
Darlene, it's your turn.
$225.
$275. Barbara, I want your bid.
$269.
Her bid is $269. What's yours, Marianne?
$280.
Actual retail price, $400. Winner, Marianne. I tell you. Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah. You following so closely on the heels of, what was her name, the first contestant? Cynthia, yeah. They're both, after being here for 11 years, you get a certain little tone in your voice, and I know that you are dangerous, and you had the tone. Now, I want you to know that you could win a prize that's $360, another that is $688, one that's $840, and one that is $972. Now, that's a lot of loot, isn't it?
Yes.
Look what we have for you.
Season tickets for two to every home game of the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Los Angeles Kings, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Los Angeles Raiders.
I always hope in this game, when we have these tickets as prizes, I always hope that we'll get a sports fan. Because a real sports fan would be able to figure out what should go with what here. She turned around to me and she said, "What did the Kings do?" Well, they sit on thrones and rule countries. You know what kings do. Look down. Where are the Kings? What do they look like they do? See, now don't help her. Don't help her. What does it look like they do, the Kings?
It's either soccer or hockey.
Well, they don't use sticks in soccer, so it must be hockey. It is. The Kings are a hockey team. Now, I want you to take these, put them on the stands in front of the tickets that they fit. I want you to come back here and pull this arm down. If you get anything less than four, I want you to make changes. Keep that up for 45 seconds, And I hope you get all four of them. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
On your mark. Get set. Wait. I didn't say go. On your mark. Get set. Go. Get... 40 seconds to go. Boy, she's moving fast, whether she's right or wrong. How many do you have? All wrong. Change them around. Right, I don't believe, no. Now, that's the cheat, but I don't think so. She doesn't have any of them right yet, I don't believe. Oh, yes, you have two right. Fool me. Now, change the right two, and you're all right. You have 12 seconds. I'm afraid of that one. Nothing clean. All right, put it in place and pull the arm down. Two are right. Now, does she win the Dodgers? 972. Does she win the Kings? Yeah, I knew she'd win the Lakers. I thought the Lakers might be 972. What are they? 840. Well, of course they're 840, Barker. The other two are right. There you go. Well, I hope you have fun watching the Kings, and after you've seen a couple of games, you'll know what they do. Bye-bye. We'll have our first showcase showdown on this show after we do a little business with you.
Showdown!
The contestant who is nearest to $1 on the big wheel without going over is in the showcase on The Price is Right today. Diane, spin that wheel. Be sure it goes all the way around. I'm in no mood for any puny spins today. Diane has spun, and it was not a puny spin. It could be a one. A little fast. You have, in your first spin, 95 cents. Is that enough? Of course it is. All right, Marianne, that'll be tough, but it is possible to beat it. Get a dollar, we'll give you $1,000 and a bonus spin for as much as $10,000 more. She's trying to beat 95 cents. And she's going to have to spin again to do it because she has 40 cents. Spin it again. 40 cents to build on. And away we go with spin number two, trying to beat 95 cents. 40 cents plus. 40 cents plus. 40 cents plus. 40 plus. No, nothing good coming up now. Too bad. Over by a nickel. Thank you, Marianne. Okay, Cynthia. Yes, it was Cynthia who won the Jeep. Spin that wheel. She'd been out shopping for a Jeep, and she came to the right place. The Price is Right. She came to the Price is Right and got it for nothing. Look out. You may get something else. Look out. Ooh. 35 cents spin again. You're trying to beat 95. This is the last spin of the first showcase showdown, unless we have a tie or unless you get 65 cents and win a bonus spin. 35 cents in her first spin, and I'm afeard you've had it. Thank you very much, Cynthia. There you go. Watch your head, Christine. You jump up there and hit that score, or Diane, I beg your pardon. You jump up there and hit that scoreboard. You've won the first showcase showdown, so you're going to be in the showcase at the end of the show. Right now, we have this for you. John, who's our next player?
Bob, it's going to be Ophelia Sanders. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Ophelia, it is a pleasure to have you with us. We want to see the next item up for bids, please. It's on the train, isn't it?
And it's a Welsh hutch. This hutch is designed to be used as a display unit in any room in the home. The entire unit is of warm ponderosa pine.
Ophelia, I'm going to give you the first bid on that.
$675,
and I turn to Ann.
$800
and I turn to Darlene.
$900
and I go back to Barbara.
$801.
The actual retail price is $865, and you did it. That was as skillful a bit of bidding as I have seen in the spell. Come on, Barbara.
Boy, I don't know about her either. She looks like she might grab me.
Yes, right now. Careful, careful, careful. Yes. Oh, thank you very much. Reese, you scared me as much as the other two because I had one about your size who jumped up, grabbed me around the neck, and then just hung there. And when my disc eventually recovered, why, I was able to continue the show. But you wouldn't do that if you win another prize, would you?
No.
All right. What could she win?
An elephant bar and a new sofa. First, have you ever seen a two-headed elephant? Well, how about a two-headed bar? This one is made of imported rattan, and there's a storage cabinet behind the lift-off lid in its body. Second, from Flex Steel, this striking contemporary sofa provides modern styling and deep cushion comfort, expertly tailored and quality constructed to last a lifetime. It's from Flex Steel.
May we have the one right price out here, please? Today it is $1,080. That prize is $1,080, or that prize is $1,080. You tell us which prize is $1,080, and we'll give you both prizes.
The couch.
The couch is $1,080. Barbara, you are wrong. Wrong. That's $950. This one over here is $1,080. Here. This one, no, it's not $1,080. There you are. It's $1,080. There you are. Barbara, I'm sorry you didn't win. Thank you. Good. I'm glad you did have fun. There's more prices right coming up, sir.
Stay tuned for more pricing games of the fabulous showcases coming up on the second half of the Price is Right.
Do not leave your television set for an instant tomorrow during the first half of The Price is Right. Because tomorrow during the first half of The Price is Right, we're going to make another call to someone at home in the phone home game and give you a chance to participate with a partner on stage, and you two could divide $15,000 in cash. That's what we have in mind tomorrow. Johnny Olson, if you could work it into your busy schedule,
yes.
We would like to know the name of our next participant.
No problem, Bob Barker, like Ann Shimamura. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hello, Ann. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 contestants in contestants row, and that means we're ready for the next item up for bids, please.
A pair of rockers. The Mount Vernon rockers from Albert M. Locke will provide a taste of early America to your home, designed for comfort and classic beauty. The Mount Vernon will give you and your family years of relaxing rocking pleasure. And to the winner of these rockers goes an assortment of gloves from Boss Manufacturing, Ladyfinger Garden Gloves for Milady, Rugged Work Gloves for her man, and Morris Field Gloves for sportspersons. They're from Boss.
What do you bid on those chairs, Ann?
$485.
She says $485. Ophelia, I want to hear from you.
$675.
Now, Ann.
$500.
$500. Darlene, I want your bid.
$501.
You have all overbid? The lowest bid is $485. Erase the bids, please. Go lower than $485, Ann.
$380.
Ophelia.
$381.
Ann.
$340.
$340, Darlene.
$300.
$300 even? Okay. Now one of you is exactly right. It happens time after time, doesn't it? Actual retail price, $340, and you won. $100 pocket. Reach right into that $100 pocket and pull out your $100 bonus for a bid that was exactly right. Now, Ann, you have a $100 bonus. You have the rocking chairs, and ooh, I'd like to give you that.
A new convertible! The Dodge 400 convertible, America's personal mid-size driving machine. Front-wheel drive that offers driving excitement to match its dramatic styling. It comes with these options: California emission, front and rear bumper guard, luxury wheel covers, P185, 70R14 steel radial, wide white tires, power deck, lid release, and air conditioning. Bob?
Bring those dice out here, gals. Bring those dice out here. We're not going to play the dice game. I'll bet you thought we were going to play the dice game. Not so. We're going to play the deluxe dice game. Now, what's the difference? Well, in the dice game, there are only four numbers in the price of the car. But in the deluxe dice game, we have a car that is so lovely that it has five numbers in the price, and we're going to give you the first number. Light up that first number, will you please? It's a one. That car is at least $10,000. Now, you're going to try to roll the next number in the price of the car. If you're right, fine. If you're wrong, I'll ask you whether the next number is higher or lower than the number you rolled. So it is valuable information for you to know that there is no number in the price of that car higher than six. And there are no zeros in the price of the car. Roll the die over that line. You have rolled a four. Is that the next number? It is not. Is the next number in the price of the car higher or lower than four?
Lower.
Lower, she says. We want the next number in the price of the car, please. Is it a three? It is not. Is the next number higher or lower than three?
Higher.
Higher, if you please. All right, the next number in the price of the car. Is it a one? It is not. Is the next number higher or lower than higher? That one I'm sure about. That one and this one, I'm sure about this one. Okay, the last number, what is it? Is it a five? It is not. Is the last number higher or lower than five?
Lower.
Lower, she said. Now, you know, you played this very well. I have a hunch. Now, this is not official, you understand. But I have a hunch that you've won that car.
No,
do you have a hunch?
I'd love to.
Do you have a hunch that you've won?
Yes, I do.
All right. Light up this number, please. Well, I changed my mind in a hurry. Look at that. Now, wait, is it down there? Okay, don't try to confuse me. They flashed that, and I thought it was supposed to be up there. But it's a one, and that's all right. You're still in the game. Now, light up the next number, please. What are you doing back there? That's a five. A five is higher than a three. Now, look, fellas. Look at your little board. And here's a one, you see? And she says it's higher. Now, is it higher? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Now, if this last one is lower than five, you win that car. And fellows, if it's not a six, it's lower than a five. Okay, light up the last number. You win that car, and my hunch was right. My hunch was right. You won that car. Congratulations. Yes. You betcha. Get the keys right over there. I don't know whether I'll be around for the close of the show. With my hunches this hot, I may head to Las Vegas. Be back after these words. John, who is our next player?
Bob, it's Michelle Wright. Well, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Michelle, welcome aboard. Now, I believe the next item up for bids is right in the center of the stage.
A new refrigerator. A white Westinghouse family-sized frost-free refrigerator has 18 cubic foot capacity with glide-out rollers and adjustable cantilever shelves from white Westinghouse. And to the winner of this refrigerator goes Kentucky Fried Chicken gift certificate checks and an insulated thermal bag to keep things fresh. Kentucky Fried Chicken, we do chicken right.
And the bidder on that refrigerator is Michelle.
$800.
Darlene?
$850.
And it's your bid.
$825.
$825 brings me to Ophelia.
$860.
And the actual retail price is $820, and you win, Michelle. I want you up here to play our next pricing game. Michelle is going to play it right over here. Michelle, you're going to play it.
right over here, Michelle. Now, what do we have to offer Michelle?
A new player, piano. It's Cabaret from the Aeolian Corporation. You can play it manually or it'll play for you electrically. It's a whole bunch of musical fun, the Cabaret Player Piano by Aeolian. And it's a prize worth $4,499.
And the game coming around on the turntable is called Now and Then. You're going to play Now and Then. Now is today. Then is April 1979. These prices may be now or they may be April 1979. You must tell me whether they are now or then. If you're right about three in a row, any three in a row, you win the game. John, what do you know about these products?
Well, Bob, first, Pillsbury Deluxe Fudge Brownie Mix with the rich chocolate flavor already in the mix. A special treat for any occasion. Del Monte Fruit Cocktail Mix, a delicious fruit treat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Tastes great alone or as a topping for ice cream. Lawry's Teriyaki Barbecue Marinade. The traditional Far Eastern marinade imparts tantalizing flavor to steaks, meat, fish, and poultry. Mellow Mint, soft, refreshing peppermint surrounded by rich, dark chocolate. Next time you want the refreshing flavor of peppermint, try Mellow Mint, the soft mint. Rice-A-Roni's Long Grain and Wild Rice, the San Francisco treat. Now the flavor of Rice-A-Roni's Long Grain and Wild Rice has the most wild rice. And Foil brings relief to summer's little hurts. Sunburn, minor burns, cut, scratches, insect bites. Foil with benzocaine from Blistex. Use as directed.
Michelle, which one do you want to start with?
Oh, the peppermint patty.
The peppermint patty, 35 cents now or then?
I'd say then.
You'd say then, and you are wrong. You're wrong, that's now. But you're far from through. What do you want to try this time?
Oh, how about the Foley?
The what? The Foley.
Yeah.
$1.89 now or then?
I'd say now.
Now, and you are right. Okay, you could win with that and that, or you could win with this and this. Which one, how do you want to go?
Okay, I'd say the teriyaki.
Well, now, the teriyaki, you can do it if you want to, but you see, that's not going to help you right now. You got this. No. What you want are three in a row. Like this, this, and this, or this, this, and this. You see? That's how you could use this folk. The Rice-A-Roni, $1.29, now or then?
Now.
Now, let's see. Right. Okay, now, if you can get this fudge up here, you'd win.
Now?
You say that it is $1.21 now. Okay. She says it is now, and it's then. And unfortunately, you have only two products left, so it is impossible for you to get three in a row. And since it's impossible for you to get three in a row, it is impossible for you to win the game.
Right.
And since it's impossible for you to win the game, it's impossible for me to give you that prize. I just showed you. I'm sorry, Michelle. Bye-bye. We're going to have the last showcase showdown of this day after we have this. It is time for the spinning of the wheel. Go, Michelle. All the way around at least once. That's fine. Contestant nearest to $1 without going over is in the showcase. Get $1 and we'll give you $1,000 in a spin or as much as $10,000 more. I do believe you have 25 cents. No, I am wrong. You have 90. That's enough, isn't it? Right over there with you. All right, Barbara, step up there and twist that thing. Here's Big Barbara spinning, trying to beat 90 cents. Barbara has spun for herself a 45 cent score. Wrong again, 70 cents. Spin it again. 70 cents. Now this is her second spin. She's trying to beat 90. 70 cents. Hey. Oh, Barbara, I thought you had a dollar there. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, and it's your spin. She's trying to beat 90 cents. She is trying to beat 90 cents. She is trying to beat 90 cents. She may have beaten 90 cents. She beat 90 cents. 95 cents. You have won the second. No, I beg your pardon. Now, wait. Oh, this. Yeah.
They switch that so fast. When they're right, they're right. I looked up there and I thought she had 95 cents. But you have the 95 cents. She had 90 cents. You have won the second showcase showdown. We'll be back after this night. The top winner in today's showcase is Anne. The runner-up is Diane. Each of you will have a showcase of beautiful prizes to bid on. The one of you who bids closer to the actual retail price of your own showcase without going over will receive it. If you are the winner and you're less than $100 away from the retail price of your own showcase, we'll give you both showcases. Anne, you may bid on the first showcase or pass it to Diane and wait for the second. Will you please show us showcase number one?
Your showcase is filled with ways to help you get a little sunshine. And we'll start with three wonderful swimsuits to catch the rays. First, here's Diane. From Sea Fashions of California, Diane is wearing a multi-stripe maillot with bandeau top. The suit is made of fast-drying nylon lycra. Next, there's Holly. And she's wearing a fashionable red and white print swimsuit with a figure-flattering high leg. And finally, Janice. She has on a bright blue maillot with a plunging front neckline accented with a bright yellow. All from Sea Fashion. Now, our Diane prefers to catch the rays while relaxing on new outdoor furniture. Relax elegantly in California Redwood by Vandy Craft. Full-setting feature table with Susan Card and fully self-expanding recliner. Vandy Craft, a Redwood tradition. And when she gets hungry, she can always count on Holly and Holly's new barbecue. The Silver Falcon Gas Grill. Barbecue beautiful meals for 2 or 20 on this handsome outdoor cooking center. It's sturdy, easy to move, easy to operate. The finest available Silver Falcon 1. While Diane and Holly get their sun in the backyard, Janice loves the sunshine found in only one place, aboard her new ski boat. From Glastron Carlson, a 16-foot outboard ski boat with an 85-horsepower Suzuki motor, seats 5 adults and comes with a Dilley custom trailer. And this showcase, filled with ways to help you get a little sunshine, can be yours if the price is right.
And you want to bid on this showcase or pass it to Diane?
I think I'll pass it to Diane.
Diane, what do you wish to bid on showcase number one?
$7,500.
$7,500 is your bid on that showcase. Are you prepared to see your showcase?
I'm ready.
All right, let's lay it on her.
Your showcase begins with this lovely bedroom group. From St. John's Import and Export Company, elegant furniture made of beautiful woven rattan. The furniture of the 80s made to complement any home interior. From St. John's Import and Export Company. And for a decorator's touch, this bedding ensemble. From Whisper Soft Mills, luxurious super satin bedding designed for comfort and elegance. For a new dimension and sleep experience, cover your bed with super satin from Whisper Soft Mills. And for a comfortable night's sleep, this mattress set from Bemco. The Posture 3, elegant all over, from its luxurious pillow quilted cover to exclusive posture frames in mattress and box spring. A Bemco mattress that's right for you. And after a good night's rest, you'll be off on a romantic trip to Hawaii. You'll receive 2 round-trip tickets to Los Angeles to Honolulu aboard the Hawaii Express, featuring wide-body flights to provide you with food service, movies, and stereo all the way to Hawaii. From the Hawaiian Express, you and your companion will begin your special adventure in Honolulu, then embark on a 7-day luxury cruise of the Hawaiian Islands. You'll sail to the Big Island of Hawaii, the Garden Island of Kauai, and the Valley Isle of Maui. And for your traveling convenience, this handsome set of luggage. Luggage by French of California is not only beautiful, it's dependable. Handcrafted of fine fabric and genuine leathers, designed to fit every travel need from the French company. And this showcase can be yours if the price is right.
And have you kept score on all of these prices? Have you added them up?
I've been trying. I wanted to ask one question. How long is that trip for to Hawaii?
The trip to Hawaii, is that 30 minutes or a whole hour?
Well, let's see. Seven-day luxury cruise of the Hawaiian Islands. That's it.
Okay, now, what is your bid on your showcase?
$3,000.
$3,000. That's her bid. $3,000, and we'll see how well they have bid after we see this.
Stick around and find out what the survey says on Family Feud. Then catch Password Plus in the $100,000 pyramid.
Audience, from your reaction, I assume that you believe that Anne has overbid, right?
Oh, you think she's bid too low?
Oh, I see. She bid $3,000, actual retail price $7,412,
oh,
a difference of $4,412. Diane bid $7,500. Diane, the actual retail price of your showcase is $12,100, a difference of $4,600. You win, Anne.
Speaking for The Price is Right, a Mark Brooks and Bill Todman production.